Amber Barrett, congratulations on winning the Soccer Award at the Sports Star Awards.
Thanks very much, Miles. Delighted. Obviously, it's lovely to get recognised among really, really good soccer players in Donegal. It's been a good year for me personally, you know, with with Piemont and breaking into the international team too. So I'm absolutely delighted to receive this award tonight.
Yeah, you're an all-rounder. You did start in athletics with Cranford Athletic Club. I remember you winning many national titles. Moved on then, I suppose, and played Gaelic football at a high level here for the county, and then moved on to soccer, and you really have moved up the ranks very fast.
I suppose I have, and to be honest, I think a lot of it is down to the athletics that I was doing when I was younger, because I think that set the base for me to go through. And, you know, thankfully in Cranford I was very well looked after and had great experiences down there. And then, as you said, you know, I was moving on then towards the Gaelic and playing between the Gaelic and the soccer, and obviously only stepped away from the Donegal panel there in May last year. And look, it was hard to do that at the time because the Gaelics were doing so well and had just gotten beaten the Division 1 league final, you know, their first time getting to the league final. And it was hard to step away from a squad that I think that will go on and win in All-Ireland, hopefully in the next year or two. And look, as you said, you know, I've broke away into it, the international side, and it's been a really turbulent couple of months for me with it. You know, it's heads all over the place with it. You know, I'm still trying to keep myself grounded with it, and have to pinch myself here and now as well, because it's living a dream at the minute now. So I'm absolutely loving it.
Mm-hmm. So playing for Piemont United, and top goal scorer in the league, player of the year, and on the best team that was picked, you were one of those, as well as making the international team. So can't go much higher.
Of course, like in terms of looking at that personally, it's you know, it's been a really, really good year for me. I suppose the only disappointing thing is with Piemont, we actually didn't win any trophies ourselves. We got beaten the last day of the season in the league against Wexford, which was really, really disappointing and really, really hard to take. And it's still one that's kind of still like a lump in the back of the throat now, even going into the new season. So look, we'll take last year's disappointments and we'll hopefully push on this year. And for me, look, I'm always trying to set the standard higher, and you know, hopefully this time next year I'll have replicated what I done last year again, but hopefully there'll be more medals with Piemont there as well.
Mm-hmm. You must have been delighted with the draw against Holland.
That was something else now, I must say. Just to be honest, like, it's hard to put into words what it was like, you know, for anybody growing up, anybody watching football, for, you know, especially being a girl and all, you never imagine someday you'll be playing in front of 14,000 people, you know, playing against the European champions in a World Cup qualifier game. Like, it's, you know, it's only a couple of seasons ago, like, our biggest game was Laggan Harps versus Bonnygee United.
And that was big at the time.
It's still well up there now, but look, it was massive, and to get the result we did was huge, and it's a testament to the world, to the work the girls have been doing. I suppose a testament to the preparation that the new coach has put in. And look, we still have them now in home in Tala in April, and we will be doing our best to replicate that, if not better it.
You seem to be doing well under your new manager, Colin Bell.
Yes, I think we have. We've really kind of kicked on a bit. He's just brought this new air of professionalism and just trying to get everything right. And, you know, the whole mentality for the group has changed. You know, there's a positive atmosphere that, you know, a lot, even the older players would say wasn't there before. And look, the results speak for themselves. You know, we were there last week and we beat Portugal 3-1 in a friendly. And during the summer, Portugal were in the Euros. So look, we're doing something right. And he's obviously, you know, I'm lucky to be, you know, he took an interest in me when he's come in. So I have a lot of work to do to make sure that I can stay in the squad, and as does every other girl there. But look, he'll have us well prepared, and we're all willing to do the work he needs us to do.